You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
All right. I like playing a little piano.
Time to wake up, buddy.
Welcome to People Helping People. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry.
Yep. Good to be back. Hi.
And of course, our operator of the show, Franco, behind the board. How you doing, brother?
Hey, good afternoon, Greg and Larry.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Welcome, boys.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Yep.
After a long weekend.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's weird when we cut, because it feels like Monday. I walked into the building today thinking, oh, it's Monday, you know, because your instinct of being off the day before.
Actually, it is our Monday.
But today,
on Tuesday,
we have a show, and we were supposed to have a guest with us today, Raj Budwal, a very old and dear friend of this radio station. Has been with us, I think, since day one, essentially.
Wow.
He was supposed to be on, but he woke up under the weather today, so therefore he will not be with us, sadly. Because of that, we'll make do, and we have a lot of things to talk about, though.
Always lots of things to talk about.
Especially, you know what I find? We missed 2 weeks, I think, we didn't have a live show. We had people in the studio from Save-A-Thon doing the show without us.
Right. The first week.
Yeah, and then we did a replay before that.
Yeah.
But whenever we go away and come back, it seems like there's all these different things that pop up in the world, which gives us more validation for doing this show, really. I mean, we'll never run out of topics, ever.
No, it's the kind of thing that you wish we would, though.
Yeah, it would be like, you know, the cure of cancer. It's like, yep. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are working on that would be happy to be out of a job.
Then we could find something else to talk about.
Yeah, but this is our mission with this radio show since day one, which has now been, you know, a year and a half plus.
Yep.
The mission of this radio show is to sort of help one another in the community, maybe focus on topics that are affecting our Daisy community and the local Bay Area, South Bay and Bay Area communities, and focusing on the things that sometimes get pushed to the back burner. And, you know, when major things in the world happen, and when I say major things, like Orlando, for example, San Bernardino was another one, it tends to force topics and force issues to the front, to the forefront, right in the, you know, the middle of our lives. It forces people to get up and take action on things where typically they might ignore it or put it away or compartmentalize it.
Yeah, you ever think that people get burned out about hearing it, though?
I don't know if people ever get burned out about hearing it. Is that what you're saying? You think they do?
Yeah, I do. You know what? You know what I think? I mean, I think it's just typical as human beings that, you know, when you hear so much negativity all the time, you almost are inclined to tune it out somewhat.
Yes. And
as a survival mode.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that.
Not that we want you to tune us out.
But that's what I think happens is when you have major topics like Orlando and then, the, you know, the NRA and the gun control issues in the country,
right.
Whether you're, it's a very, very polarizing topic. Either you're very against
gun control
it
is
or
very
much for
so.
It, right?
Yep.
Some people are, you know, may dabble on either side. They might see points on both sides, but it's a very polarizing topic. But it's a very prominent issue right now.
Mm.
Because of these major issues happening that become forced into the center of our lives, a lot of these tertiary things fall to the wayside, or fall by the wayside, I should say. And they are still major issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
Certain things like the drought, for example, might not be front and center. We had El Nino, we had some rain this winter, but it's still an issue. And we need to know where we stand on these issues.
True.
Special needs children never going away. We still have a lot to figure out. But again, it wasn't as forefront as it might be because there are other world issues that have taken precedence, right?
Yeah.
So that's why this show is nice. We can kind of focus on those things that are left of center, maybe, and focus on those things that might not have the masses working behind them at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
One of the areas that I think we all agree on and that we've not done enough with, and we're going to try and focus on a bit, is the veterans. Our veterans, and coming out of 4th of July, a big patriotic holiday, where everyone stands together.
Right.
We celebrate, we barbecue, maybe have an adult beverage, and we watch fireworks, wear our colors proudly.
Mm-hmm.
But then red, what happens the next day? You go back to life.
Yeah.
There are tons in this area. There's more veterans than anywhere else in the country. It's a big haven for veterans. In a lot of cases, these veterans are homeless,
mm-hmm.
without jobs, dealing with PTSD. They're at risk. And we need to help. We need to, those people that are protecting our freedom, we need to find a way to protect them, take care of them.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, a lot of times they fall to the background, like I was saying. They go into that gray area where the government doesn't know what to do with them. And unfortunately, they're human beings and they're living day to day. And we should be doing our best to help them.
Yeah.
So I'd like to open this show by saying, at any given time during this 1 hour program, feel free to call us if you know anyone that we should be talking to, whether you know somebody who works for a local veterans association or a VFW or whatever, or whether you know of an organization that we should be reaching out to specifically, or if you yourself are looking for people, or maybe you have access to something that we don't. We'd like to know that. So please, at any time during the show, call us at 408-912-5565. We plan on doing a whole month dedicated to veterans.
Right, exactly. I was going to mention that, but you seem to mention all that stuff before.
Well,
it comes out of my mouth.
I
don't know what it is. Is it ESP maybe? Or
it is.
We just are so in sync that I don't even have to say anything.
It could simply be because you're too slow and you're just not getting it out. I'm reading your mind.
I am slow today.
I'm to speed you up a little bit.
This is an excuse.
So these are,
I thought it would work.
These are topics that we should be touching on, and we plan on it. So we're going to probably the month of September we'll do.
September, you think so?
Veterans
September.
Month. Maybe. It's Labor Day. You know, I think at the end of the summer, I think it's a good time to start thinking of those things. But, I mean, you guys know it's like every week there's something new that we didn't think about. And I remember, maybe you'll remember, Franco, when Cy was in here a couple weeks back, and we were, I think it might have been one of the first times or the second time she was in here with Merle, she was talking about a topic, and we're like, that's a topic we've not touched upon yet.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what it was?
It was when the two of you were in here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 2 weeks
and
ago.
And Cy came in and we're like, you have anything that you think we have to touch on? And she said something. We couldn't bring our heads together.
Neither one of us could remember it this morning.
But it was something great.
We knew that you would, though. What was it?
Put the pressure on him.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Baby. That's what I love to do.
We have to go back to the recording.
Put Franco on the spot. Yeah. We're like, we can't remember.
That's cheating.
So we expect you to remember. Well, then you do have access to the files, though.
Yeah.
That is true. We'll put you on the case.
Well, it was good. I remember that it was good.
It was something we were like, wow, how did we never think of that?
Why didn't we think of that?
And I really can't believe that we haven't thought of it. So anyway, we'll get back to that.
So what was it that we never thought of?
That's what I'm saying. We can't
remember. I thought that would jar your memory.
No, not at all. My memory doesn't work.
Yeah, well.
I did want to mention a few of these places that I when doing my research for the veterans and exactly what we can do to help. A couple of the things that popped up were Jobs for Vets, which is a site called WeHireHeroes.com. There's a local division for that, where if you are a veteran, you can go on there looking for jobs, or if you are a company that is hiring veterans and make it a point to, then you can go there as well. You can set it up. You could post jobs. You could find out about jobs. You can inquire. Great website, a great resource. So we're going to try and track somebody down from that, but it's WeHireHeroes.com. Then there's this other organization locally called East Bay Stand Down, which is a consortium of community that come together and they help homeless and at-risk veterans. They do an event every other year. This year's event is scheduled for September 15th through the 18th at the Almaden County Fairgrounds. And we're going to hope to have somebody on from that organization.
That's good. Good
Maybe
timing.
We'll talk about that prior.
Uh-huh.
But there's two meetings they have scheduled. And if you're interested in this, if you're near Danville, I'm not exactly sure. Danville's a bit of a hike, right?
Yeah, it's east, isn't it?
It's east of here, yes.
Yeah.
July 12th at 6 p.m. and then August 9th at 6. They're doing meetings about these East Bay Standdown events. Plus, they're looking for volunteers, but the signups begin, today's the 5th, right? The signups begin on Thursday, July 7th. So if you want to sign up as a volunteer for the East Bay Standdown, you can do that. Again, the website is eastbaystanddown.org if you want to find out more. Any other info you want to add to this conversation as far as veterans are concerned?
Yeah, I'll jump in there.
Please feel free.
Number?
I don't have one. I have the website. That's
no,
it.
They can call in with...
Oh, they can call us. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. 408-912-5565. Yeah.
See, I remember it even though I never...
You should have just said it. Just threw it out there.
Partially. Well, yeah.
What other topics have you guys been seeing? I mean, just, we'll go over the upcoming events and such. Is there anything else that has popped up that you think we should be focusing on, either of you?
Nah, just political stuff, which I don't want to talk about. Anyway.
But the political stuff ties into real life issues, like gun control.
Yeah.
Is that too touchy of a topic, in your opinions?
Yeah. It depends on who you're talking to.
Well, I'm talking to you guys. Do you think it's too?
For me, it is. I don't like to get into political debates with anybody. And I've shared this before, religious debates. I have my views. Do you remember, maybe you're not old enough, but there was a time in our history, back in the 50s when I was a kid,
right,
that you had booze that you went into. We used to have it at our house every year, election.
Yeah.
Booze. You go in there and you pull the curtain and you do your ballot. Now people share openly who they vote for. Back then it was like you never knew.
That's still.
Is it still not like it used to
people
be?
People will share so many personal things on Facebook, but then you ask them who they vote for and it's like, oh.
Really? I mean, they're
it.
Blabbing all over the place to me.
Duck and cover.
In person. But I said, you know what? I don't want to know who you voted for because automatically I'm not going to like you.
Oh, boy. Really? You know, judge that much?
I'm very biased.
Do you care?
Nah, I don't care.
I'm asking Frank.
I don't care. I mean, I don't really care who you vote for. But I understand what you mean. When you know, it's like what you said, Greg. People can talk about all sorts of things about their personal lives, but when it comes to politics, they just leave that to the side.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bring this up. It's because you don't.
You already
wanna,
did.
It's look. I was saying this the other day. No matter what you believe on a topic, right? Any topic. Pick any. Controversial topic. No matter what you believe,
I've got a few.
There's 50% of the population that disagrees with you. And if it's not 50, it's 48, it's 52%. You know what I mean? Like, it's always about split. So, like, you think about Republicans and Democrats, right? There's a bunch that are very extreme Republicans, very extreme liberal. And then there's those that are, like, sort of in the either side of the middle on either, right? I tend to be more middle myself. I lean lean on issues, you know?
On all
for
issues?
For politics in general.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, politics, sure.
Any topic, gun control, abortion, you name it.
Yeah.
You're pretty much guaranteed that half of the world is going to disagree with you or agree with you.
Pretty given, yeah.
Yeah.
Very rare will it be more than 55% of the people. You know what I mean? Or 55, 45.
That would be any given topic in general, but you have those few topics that are like a hotbed of conversation at the time and people are very, very passionate about their views.
Their views, yes.
And those are the ones, you know, I mean, there's just a small percentage of those types of topics that people get extremely upset over.
There's a few.
If you don't agree with them.
There's several.
Yeah.
Gun control is a big one, by the way.
Very
lately.
Big.
Yeah.
In my family, if you bring it up, it's like there's two extreme opinions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Neither of which are very reasonable.
Because they're too far left or too far
yeah,
right.
It's like there's no way anybody's ever going to agree on one of those ways, paths.
Sure.
It's either got to be, this is the way it is and that's the way, you're all going to like it. Uh-huh. Or it's got to be like, look, there's some good on both sides here. Maybe the one thing I think everybody can agree on about this topic is we need to do better background checks. No matter where you stand.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? I think even those who are pro guns and think it's our right to bear arms and that.
Yeah.
You should probably agree that you don't want to just give it to somebody without doing a in order to buy a house in this country, you know this, Larry. Yeah. You have to go through so many steps. Hundreds. It's almost the most.
It's ridiculous.
Scary process because
it is that.
You know you have to do credit checks and you have to do this and you have to have a title. You have to have enough money for a down payment. You have to close on your other house. You have to have inspections out the wazoo. Everything that happens to it's a process that takes months and it's stressful.
Yeah,
yet there are people that can go buy a gun in a day. Mm-hmm. It's like within the same day, you don't possibly know enough about this person to just say, hey, it's okay, you can have this. So there's one thing I think we can all agree on. Better background checks.
Yes.
And improving the mental health system in our country.
Big time.
Making sure the right people are bearing arms. I have no problem. That's one of the things I've always felt. It's like if there's certain people I know that I really don't mind if they had, you know, I trust them with a gun. I don't want one myself. I'll never own one.
Yeah, most likely.
But like there's people I would trust with one. Then there's people I know. I mean, friends, even family who I wouldn't trust with one. And I love these people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there are definitely methods we can go, we can explore.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Without getting political, of course.
Well, you've already done that, so.
Any other topics you could think of, Frank?
Well, you know, you mentioned about how in politics there's always like a split vote. You either like 50-50 or it could be like 48-51 or something like that.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me of what happened a couple – I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. And it doesn't really – I mean, it's more it's not for us Americans, but it's I'm talking about the whole Brexit – issue.
Oh yeah, of course. That's a big deal.
Yeah,
big deal. Basically, the United Kingdom exited out of the European Union, and it was like you were either a leave or a remain. And the vote was obviously leave, and it was like 48-51, so pretty close. And because of that, it's becoming quite a big deal. You know, them leaving the European
it's huge,
the EU,
and there's others now that want to follow suit. And which could weaken the EU beyond.
And they
belief.
Knew that was going to happen.
Yeah,
I think we all did.
But that's a great point. Now that's a very political topic, but it affects us. It trickles down and affects us. It affects
us.
India. It affects everyone, really.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, they just weakened one of the strongest trade partners we have, and it's an interesting step. But if a good example is how Cameron, Prime Minister Cameron, is actually once this completes, he's stepping down. To give you an idea of his opinion and where he stands on it. But what makes me to bring to your point, Franco, about that position, if you looked at the breakdown of the votes and where they were coming from, London, which is the most progressive city in all of the UK, correct, was firmly against leaving the EU. Like it was like 68% of the votes in of people in London, which is, again, you're in a city. It's usually cities are very liberal, right? It was a high number. It was almost 70% of the votes were to stay in the EU. And then when you went into the smaller towns, the richer, you know, the Southlands, the Midlands, and all the outer reaches of London, of England, I'm sorry, those were where the votes leaned more towards leaving.
Yeah.
Which is the conservative view, right? So you could totally see how these things, and then when it all came down and you squished all the numbers together, it was 51.6% to 48-point-something%.
Mm-hmm.
It's always,
yeah, it's
so
close.
Half the people of that country did not want to leave.
Yeah.
But the ones who did, that other half with maybe a few extras, got their way. And now there's going to be this after effect. I'm sure there'll be an aftershock effect on this.
So now that we're talking about it, what was the main reason, if there was a main reason, for them wanting to make that split? I already know it, but I want to throw it out there.
Well, I think if you know this, I mean, I'm not going to tell you anything you know. A lot of people were confused as to why this was happening and what it really means.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they wanted to leave is because they did not feel, like, look at what happened with Greece. Greece is just, I mean, over their heads by millions and trillions of dollars in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to pay it back. You know, they don't feel they should have to pay it back. They have no plan to get out of this debt, right? So they feel that they don't want to be, they feel their economy and their independence is strong enough that they do not need this union of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that they're stronger on their own than they are having to make decisions for 28 countries, 26, whatever it is. So they feel they're stronger as an individual unit than they are with this, which a lot of people believe is crazy to think. I mean, I'm not familiar enough with the EU to know where they are these days and how strong they are. But Germany, for example, is one of the best economies in the country, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you know, they're stronger with the UK in there, and because they're also a very successful economy. But now you're going to notice the I think you just pulled it up, right, Frank? The pound is actually losing value. The euro is losing value. Our stock market's plummeted. you know, if something happened in the in that region as a terrorist attack or some sort of a threat, is anybody going to support England? Will they support the UK? Because now they're on their own. You know, will they support their former brethren in these other countries? When you travel within the EU, it's you don't need a passport. But now if you're leaving London to go to Italy, do you need a passport? You know, is it do you have to go through the process of leaving the country? I mean, it's all, there's a lot of things to consider.
Yeah.
That affect all of us in, indirectly or directly.
Well, I heard there's also a border issue.
Yes, there are borders. They didn't want to be a haven, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted refugees to have control over their own borders.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to admit, there's not, I mean, that is one good valid reason for wanting to do something like that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know?
There's a lot of valid reasons, I'm sure, both
sides.
No,
and that's what we've been talking about. You know, both sides have valid reasons.
Yeah.
You know, that's for sure.
I think it affects us more than
it does.
We're going to realize, at least for a few years, until they can figure out how it's going to play out.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And another reason, like one of the reasons that I heard, I don't know if it's official, but apparently the UK was funding the EU a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they weren't too impressed with that. And yeah, I mean, it's such a big topic. We could talk about it more about this. But like I'm looking at the screen right now because I brought up the information. As of now, one U.S. dollar equals 0.77 British pounds.
It was not long ago where it was double, by the way, where mm-hmm. we were paying two to one.
Exactly.
And now it's – but that's actually still pretty close to what it has been. But that will change. It most likely will be closer to even within a year.
To mm-hmm. the dollar, yeah.
Yeah, because of the fact that the value of that dollar – and for the EU as well, for the – you know, the euro will also – did you pull that up, Frank? Right now it's 77 cents on the dollar for us. So our dollar is 77 cents for them.
Pretty a lot closer than it used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, it was double, man. It was tough.
At least.
But I think the euro is probably if not I would imagine it's probably closer to even than that. Did you pull that up, the EU?
It's no,
the
I
euro.
Haven't.
Pull up the euro value if you can, US dollar to euro.
All right.
Because we're just looking at this because I want to see. Yeah, it's 90 cents to the dollar.
Yeah, so it's even closer.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
And that was that was much different not long ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are all world issues, you know. And again, we are, because of where we are in the world, in California and the United States, but obviously California, New York, the bigger areas, the bigger states are affected by this because we are a community of different cultures from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a melting pot.
People move here from all over.
You know
over.
What? I remember when New York used to be that.
What? Melting
than,
pot?
Yeah.
It is still.
It still is.
Yeah.
But I mean, the West Coast is kind of like surpass that.
Yeah.
But that's where all the immigrants used to come in.
Yeah, that's right.
Right there.
So, again, big issues. A lot of things happening in the news right now, and these are things that trickle down to people helping people. Now, we really don't know where that's going to go. Maybe at some point there will be a enough for us to work with to bring somebody on the show. Likely it's a little too political of a conversation, not so much a people helping people issue.
Oh,
but who knows? Who knows? There may be something there that might affect us in a way.
I think you could take almost anything you want, almost any topic out there, and make it a people helping
you're
people
right.
kind of thing.
You're right.
When you really examine it, you know.
It's a good point.
I've thought about it. But when we first started, you know, with this whole idea, this whole concept of people helping people, it has evolved into us interviewing a lot of nonprofits and them helping the community and surrounding areas.
It seems like they're the ones that want to get the message out.
Yeah.
And whereas people helping one another, sometimes we're so busy, we don't have the time to really stop and say, hey, I need this or I want help with this.
But we still encourage that.
Of course.
We've never stopped encouraging that. I mean, we move off of that subject quite often onto other things, but we still want you to do that, you know. So there are still people out there hurting and as individuals, we can help them out. If you can do that, you can call in.
You remember not long ago. We had a guest on from Janya.org,
mm-hmm.
Which was a great organization, nonprofit organization, and Venu was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Venu sent us an email asking us for a favor, and this is one of those people helping people things, if
yes.
you will. So
It really is.
Vanu is looking for someone to translate their math and science experiments documentation to Spanish. So somebody who's able to translate these new experiments and these new documentation to Spanish. They're having a hard time. They need two people, one for science, one for math. I'm sure if it's one person, they would be more than happy to work with that. They should be teachers who can understand the terminology such as polynomials, trigonometry, cumulative frequency, etc., and be able to translate these to Spanish. Same with science. Understand electromagnetism, multiple reflections, etc. Translate them to Spanish science terminology. They've been looking for weeks and weeks. They haven't been able to find anyone. Now, if you want to reach out to us, we'll take your info. But I'm also going to give you an email. That way, if you want to reach out directly and help them,
yeah,
that would be fantastic. So maybe you're a Desi that knows how to speak Spanish, or you know somebody who's a teacher who knows how to speak multiple languages. They might be able to help. The email address is volunteer@janya.org. So it's volunteer@janya.org. volunteer@janya.org. If you want to help them out, that'd be fantastic. I'll mention that again at the end of the show.
I know a teacher that might be able to help out. So I'll see if I couldn't contact her before, but now she's back from vacation.
So she does speak Spanish?
She's Indian and she does speak Spanish.
Do you speak multiple languages, Frank?
I do speak a little bit of Spanish. I understand it more than speak it.
Yeah, that's how I am with Italian.
But I was curious, though.
So. Yeah.
And I throw this out there, asking the question. So we're translating from what to Spanish?
I'm assuming it's English.
That's what I was thinking, but I don't know that.
It didn't say anything like Hindi. It just said translate to Spanish. I would assume it's English.
I would too, but that's just an assumption.
Yeah, but that's all we're working off of.
It might be Hindi,
but I do believe it's English to Spanish.
Or it could be either one, maybe.
Okay, so I'm just putting a note here.
Yeah,
so I know. But if you know somebody or if you can help with the translation from either English or Hindi to Spanish.
Right, and she wanted it, if I remember correctly, if one for science and one for math.
One for science, one for math. Very good. Your memory is good. You remember
it is from time to time.
2 minutes ago, Blair.
Well,
anyway, so let's do this. We always like to do once a month or so. We like to take a look at the nonprofit events happening. There's so many, especially come summertime.
Always.
And Franco is the, as I like to say, the maestro of the nonprofit calendar. So if you could take it over here, Frank, let us know what's going on.
Get it, Franco.
All right. So the first event that I would like to talk about is, there are some bonsai classes in Santa Cruz.
Here you go.
You really love Santa Cruz.
Well, that's a lot happening in Santa Cruz. They're a funky town.
They are.
Very funky town. I was just there over the weekend.
Let the guy finish.
I love that town.
You know, I do. Go ahead, Frank.
Man, you have to deal with this guy.
I know.
So
you believe this?
So good.
Throwback the hippie times.
Yeah. Well, either way, there are some bonsai classes happening in Santa Cruz. This is like a bi-weekly thing. So this is going to be on Sunday, July 17th from 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. It's every 2 weeks on Sundays for 20 times.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's like a half a year.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, it is.
A third of a year.
Close to it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, here's some info about those classes. Who are these classes for? These classes are for groups or individuals who may have a demanding job, career, marriage, school, kids, animals, and or lifestyle where they cannot commit to out-of-town, out-of-state classes or extended away time. We will focus on bonsai basics through hands-on and classroom activities. You will study not only tree-specific information, but how to apply these techniques for proper tree growth.
Hmm. Bonsai trees. It's like Mr. Miyagi.
It is. It's
Karate
very,
Kid.
Yeah. You know what? I understand it's very therapeutic.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. We've heard him. You mentioned this before, I think, something like this before.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But if you want more information about these classes in Santa Cruz, you can contact Ron Anderson Bonsai at 877-610-9038. Once again, that's 877-610-9038.
Ron Anderson Bonsai. What a name.
I was just... No, that's not his name. Just Ron Anderson.
Well, I mean, maybe he adopted
wow.
the name Bonsai.
Well, no, I think it's just Ron
that's
Anderson.
His new last name.
At Bonsai.
Yeah.
Bonsai.
What did you have this weekend? What bonsai was you was in your diet this weekend?
Bonsai means something else, too.
It does, yeah. I'm not exactly sure. I should look it up. I'll let Franco keep going, and then I'll find out.
It is
out
Japanese.
Yeah,
we do know that.
What it
but
means.
Yep.
All right. So
bonsai.
Then. So let's see. The second event that I want to talk about is the Ohlone Herbal Center Open House. This is happening on July 13th, which is a Wednesday, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. over in Berkeley, specifically 1250 Addison Street, Suite 113 in Berkeley.
Herbal.
Here's
cool.
Some details. Please join us for an evening presentation of our classes and programs. Instructors and students will discuss their work in the field of Western herbal medicine. Come learn about the plants and healers in your own backyard. Tasty herbal treats and teas provided. If you want more information about this open house, you can email them at ohlonecenter@gmail.com. That's ohlonecenter@gmail.com.
Special hippie edition of the show.
I think so. It sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, by the way, bonsai means
Berkeley.
Planted in a container is the literal translation of the meaning. Translation. Translation.
Yeah, it meant something else. Too.
No. Trust definition and meaning of bonsai.
There's more than one meaning.
It's literally translated means planted in a container.
Huh.
And it's the art of growing ornamental, artificially dwarfed trees or shrubs.
Hmm.
Just wanted to make sure you guys knew that.
I saw a couple of dwarf trees this weekend.
Did you?
I did.
It's all starting to make a lot of sense now.
They were redwoods.
Jeez.
Very dwarfed.
Yeah.
They were.
Continue, Frank, before this goes off the rails.
Okay. Let's see. There's another event coming up, this time in San Francisco. This is going to be on July 28th. It's an all-day thing. It's about supplier management for medical. I can't get the full title here, but either way, let's look at some info. It's FDA related, actually.
Okay.
If you're looking for the answer to these questions, such as do you worry about an upcoming FDA inspection, or do you know how you should behave during the inspection? Does your organization have a game plan for managing an FDA inspection? And various things like that. And this particular event will cover areas such as to provide an overview of the FDA inspection program and key success factors for a manufacturer. It will also introduce the best practices, including templates on how to respond to and close out FDA 483s and warning letters. And this will benefit many people of different careers and jobs, quality engineers, managers, directors, auditors, management representatives, validation managers, et cetera, et cetera.
And where is it?
In San Francisco.
San Fran, okay. Spreading it out.
Yes.
We have one in San Fran, one in Berkeley, one in Santa Cruz so far.
Yeah, that's quite a spread.
We're sending you all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Continue, my friend.
Okay, there's a lot of information on here, but this is the course outline. On day one, from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., there's like a registration process, and you can get a program overview about FDA inspection, the type of FDA inspections, inspection process, outcome of inspections, the potential business impact, like compliance risks and stuff. Key factors for a successful FDA inspection, FDA's mission, FDA investigators' objectives, plan of mitigations, storyboards.
God, this is way too detailed for us.
Yeah.
You're starting to lose me, Frank.
I know. This is a
broad strokes, my friend.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, this is for those who are interested, they'll be very happy, but they can go to the website. That's
yes.
A lot. Anyway, continue. I don't mean to rush you ahead, but what, Larry?
I knew it.
What?
Go ahead, and then after you're finished, I would like to make a comment.
About this?
About bonsai.
Oh, goodness.
I knew it.
All right.
Okay.
My mind hasn't failed me yet.
Well, if you want more information about this, this is the event, Supplier Management for Medical Device Manufacturers 2-Day Seminar. Once again, it's happening in San Francisco on July 28th.
That's 2 weeks, 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yes.
Wow. It's already July 5th. My goodness. Okay. What was your, Larry? Go ahead. Throw that in
okay,
there.
Okay. This is not the real term for this suicidal attack, but during World War II, the bonsai charge was a suicidal last ditch attack that was mounted by Japanese infantry during World War II. So that's what they used to say.
Okay. Very cool.
But I mean, it's not. It is one of the terms, of course, bonsai that we know today. It does mean sculpted trees.
This is true.
Another meaning for it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I just thought I'd throw it out.
Thank you
for
that.
A bit of trivia.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I used to watch a lot of war movies.
Did you?
Yeah, that's how I knew that.
Charlie Chan?
That's not a war movie.
No.
It was during World War II, though.
Love that stuff.
Well, some of it was filmed during World War II.
Okay.
They had like four or five different Chans.
Okay.
Charlie Chans. Anything else you want to know?
No, no, not at all.
Okay. Go ahead.
Leave it at that.
I'm sorry that he interrupted there.
All right, so let's see. Another event that I want to talk about. This isn't happening until later in the year, but I think it's worth mentioning. This is happening from September 30th to October 1st. This is the San Jose Health and Fitness Expo. The San Jose Health and Fitness Expo is happening on those days at the San Jose McHenry Convention Center in San Jose. It's a premier event in wellness, health, and the fitness industry. If you want more info, you can go to the website for San Jose McHenry Convention Center. And like I mentioned, this isn't happening until later in the year, but I think it's worth mentioning.
I always, anytime you talk about these types of things, especially giving people enough time to get, so I'd rather know in advance, in advance, than know too late. Because sometimes it's like you're up a week away, and there's nothing you can really do about it. But you give yourself a little lead time to get it and get all the information and make plans to be at it. It's better than
it makes sense
than too soon. Yeah,
it is too soon.
Thank you, Larry. Before you start singing, Frank, please continue.
Wow, that was quite beautiful.
Yeah, that was very Sinatra-esque.
I'll stop there,
please.
While I'm ahead. But thank you. No applause, please.
Okay. Let's see. The next one I want to talk about, and I have mentioned this a couple times, but it is a big thing. I want to talk about Overeaters Anonymous. They are doing their weekly series on Thursdays for pretty much for the year. The next one's on July 7th from 7 to 8 p.m. This is happening at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints over at 150 Bernal Road in San Jose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. We've heard of quite a few of these meetings that have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it?
Overeaters Anonymous. Yeah.
That's a very broad category, by the way. You don't necessarily have to be huge to be an overeater. Some people are just, they can't, whether it's, sometimes it's sugar. Some people can't stop themselves from eating too much sugar, and then it creates diabetic issues and blood sugar issues. Some people have other, like thyroid issues, and because of that, it's cholesterol, or it can create heart problems, fat and, you know, blood flow and artery issues.
No, it covers a lot of those things. Yeah, definitely does.
Big issue, overeating. Just the same as not eating enough. For some people,
it's true. It's a disease.
I read some statistic the other day about how the percentage of population that's actually considered overweight in our country.
Pretty big, isn't it?
Against the world, like when you measure it against other countries, it's like towards the top of the list. But we've gotten better in the past 2 or 3 years, I think. I think because people generally are trying to eat healthier. But the number of people is outrageous. It's almost insane.
Do you know why I think so, though?
What's that?
Because you mentioned the last 2 or 3 years we're getting better. This is just a theory, but I think a lot of people are a lot more aware of what they're eating as far as a lot of GMO products.
Right.
Because that's what really lays it on you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
And it's only been the last 2 or 3 years, really, that we've really paid attention.
Here's this. Listen, more than 33% of adults who earn less than $15,000 per year are obese, compared with 24.6% of those who earned at least $50,000. Adults ages 40 to 59 have higher obesity than adults 20 to 39. And ages 60 plus, 35% of them are obese. Now, these are just in America. But if you look at California, is actually one of the most fit.
I was going to say, yeah.
California and Colorado, of all places,
are
the two that are the least of an issue. But then when you get into like the ones who really have issues right now are, believe it or not, are Arkansas, Missouri, West Virginia, of all places.
Hmm.
But anyway, yeah, it's just interesting when you look at how it breaks out, people who are overweight.
Hmm.
It's also people who can't afford good food. Sometimes they end up buying fast food and
junk
and preservatives and such, and it
that's true.
Puts them in a bad way.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue, Franco.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Well, anyway, if you want more information about this program, well, here are some details. Well, Overeaters Anonymous, or OA, offers a program of recovery from compulsive overeating, binge eating, and other eating disorders disorders using the 12 steps and 12 traditions of OA. Yeah. If you want more information about this, you can just look up Overeaters Anonymous online. Once again, they're doing a weekly series on Thursdays for 52 times. The next one is this Thursday, July 7th, from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, located at 150 Bernal Road in San Jose.
Thank you, sir.
Very welcome. And the next event that I want to talk about is happening on Thursday as well at 7 p.m. This is for a program called Awareness and Compassion Training. This is happening at the Mindfulness Care Center in San Francisco, specifically located at 42 Gouge Street. I think that was it G-O-U-G-H?
Gouge.
Gouge.
Gou?
Yeah, Gou. Something like that.
A silent G.
G O U G A?
Yeah. G O G H. Like Gao. Yes, that sounds about right.
Gao. Okay. Well, either way, details about this event. The Awareness and Compassion Training Thursday events with Lori Granger, Thursday evenings. July 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. This ongoing workshop supports our mindfulness practice of opening our hearts and minds to here and now versus the past harsh voice of self-judgment. We can find more skillful and positive ways of responding to our moods, impulses, and thoughts. Join Lori as she offers participants of this workshop the tools and skills that build awareness and the compassion through mindfulness, meditation, inner reflection, and guided group imagery.
Almost every company right now needs to do this with their employees. Sensitivity training and so on. So you understand, because there's so many different cultures and so many different people working together that in years past, it was always, you know, you always knew what everybody around you, who they were and what they were. Now different cultures, people moving from different countries. We see it all the time.
Yeah.
It's important we understand that not everybody was brought up the same way. Not everybody believes in the same things, but we still have to coexist and we still can find a center ground, a neutral space where we can all live comfortably. And being sensitive to these other people's, their beliefs and their needs and their traditions, because that's true. We did a video here in this business, in our radio station here, about a year and a half ago. I don't know if you remember that, Franco, when we did that one with the clown sensitivity training. Were you here for that?
Yeah, I was there.
It was basically using clowns as the example, if you will.
Really?
It was unbelievable because it was like a 15-minute short on sensitivity, and they were acting as if the clowns were real, like a race or an ethnic group, you know?
So they're trying to be sensitive?
Using
to
them as, yeah, like people who might think of them as goofy all the time, when in reality some clowns are doctors and things like that. It was brilliantly done, and at first it was like, what is this really trying to say? But once you came around and understood what they were trying to say, it made a lot of sense. Yeah, because everybody's different. Everybody believes that what they're, you know, what they do and what they believe in is the most important thing, and we should all recognize that we're never going to force people to change. We're never going to make people change. So we need to accept. And especially nowadays, I feel like it's more, not so much more of an issue. I think it's more necessary that we understand these things and operate the right way instead of being ignorant to other people's beliefs.
Yeah, you have to be able to.
So that's a cool thing that you brought up there, Frank.
Yeah, definitely. And going back to that film, it's a brilliant film. What is it called again?
Oh, God, I wish I could remember.
It's clowns.
A short film. I still have it. I have to go find it.
Yeah, it's pretty short, and I remember seeing it and like, oh, this is pretty silly. But then once I look deep into it, I'm like, wow, this hits really deep.
Yeah, and they use it like at all these major, like Amazon, all these major successful companies that are bridging different cultures. They use this particular video every year as a training for their employees. So we followed their lead, and it worked out. Because everybody, like you said, Frank, everybody's like, what the heck is this? And then after a while, you really could read through and see what the true meaning of it was. And it was really well done. So anyway, yeah, that's a very strong and topical issue. Very topical.
There's another
sensitivity.
One. Sensitivity. Yeah.
Yeah, another one to add to the list, Larry.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So once again, if you want more information about awareness and compassion training, and if you want to register, just look up Mindfulness Care Center online. They are located at 42 Gouge Street in San Francisco. And this will happen on Thursday, July 7th at 7 p.m. going into 9 p.m.
That's this Thursday. Okay, cool.
Yes, this Thursday. Up next, Let's see. There's a workshop slash event called Nourishment and Inspiration Circles. This is happening on Sunday, July 10th at 1 p.m. This is going to be at the Love House in Santa Cruz.
Boom.
Yes. Let's see. More information about this. It's starting, yeah, like I said, starting July 10th, going from 1 to 4 p.m., 3 hours.
Okay.
And then there's also let me see. There's another one on Friday, August 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. And then Sunday, September 4th from 1 to 4 p.m.
Free? It's free?
I believe so. So let's see. Do you dream of a life in which you are deeply nourished, in which your body sings with energy and your conscience feels at ease? Do you crave delicious food that simultaneously nurtures your body and the earth? Do you long for community inspiration and support for fulfilling your intent of living more lightly on the earth and in right relationship with all beings? If you answered yes to all above, the Nourishment and Inspiration Circles might be just what you are looking for. With ongoing attendance at these transformational events, here's what you will get. Delightful, organic, deeply nourishing, organic gourmet vegan meals prepared by Master Vegan Chef Beth Love, communal sacred rituals, tools for aligning values with practice, opportunities for deep reflection, healing of outdated patterns of consumption. There's just, it just goes on and on. It's actually quite interesting. So if you want more information about this workshop, Nourishment and Inspiration Circles, you can look it up. It's happening at the Love House in Santa Cruz on July 10th.
Well, I was on board until they left out the meat.
I'll tell you.
That was it.
I was going to say, I'm very hesitant to go to a place called the Love House for anything unless I know for sure what they're doing. But considering it's
think they're okay.
It's food related, I might be okay. Yeah.
I think so.
I wanted to quickly mention, because I just realized as I went to scratch my shin and I have sunburn. That's something to talk about, right?
Sunburn?
Being out in the sun. I was out in the sun.
Yes.
I went kayaking this weekend.
That's
and
right.
I didn't put sunscreen on my legs. I just didn't think of it. I did my face. But my legs got burned. And, like, it's sore today. Like, it feels like somebody, like, hit me on the shin with a hammer a few times. Because, you know,
sunburn.
And it's not good to do that.
No.
Wear sunscreen. That's another thing. That's a little friendly tip from Greg.
You ever try bacon grease?
No, that would be terrible. My mom used to say do that, like oil. She used to just lay out with oil on her.
Yeah, just bacon grease.
Oh, that's crazy. Like bacon, the food, or baking?
Yeah.
Really?
Bacon. It would smell like a slab of ham.
Wow. You'd smell delicious, but you'd ruin your life.
Not really. I never tried it. I just thought it was interesting.
Wear sunscreen. Plus, no matter what you're doing, make sure you throw sunscreen on. It's not worth it. Skin
cancer,
major issue.
They used to use a lot
of
coconut oil.
Yes.
And they still
coconut oil is still very good for you. Yeah.
It is, but it actually, I think it makes the rays more intense, actually.
Yeah,
it just stops
your
skin from drying out.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Frank.
All right, it's all good. Let's see. Actually, before I get into one more event, I want to talk about, you know, we were talking about veterans earlier in the show.
Yep.
I do want to talk about this this organization. It's more of a nationwide thing, but I figured I should talk about it. Do you know the Wounded Warrior Project?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yep. Wounded Warrior Project. Heard about this organization for years. I think it's quite brilliant. Their vision is to foster the most successful, well-adjusted generation of wounded service members in our nation's history. And their main purpose is the following: to raise awareness and enlist the public's aid for the needs of injured service members, to help injured service members aid and assist each other, and to provide unique, direct programs and services to meet the needs of injured service members.
All right. Yeah, Wounded Warrior is a big – I know a lot of athletes talk about Wounded Warrior.
Yeah.
I think maybe the NFL or the NHL that partners up with the Wounded Warrior teams. Yeah. That's a great organization, by the way.
Yes.
It really is. Glad you brought that up.
Yeah, definitely. So let's see. I think I have time for one more.
Let's get another one. Yeah, let's get another one in there.
All right. Let's see. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. This workshop is called Kirtan Myth and Mantra.
Kirtan is a type of yoga.
There you go. All right. Well, it's happening on Sunday, July 10th at 6:30 p.m. at the Center SF. That's located at 548 Fillmore Street in San Francisco.
What are they doing?
Let me see. Kirtan Myth and Mantra. Let's see if I can get the info here. Nestled on the corner of Fillmore and Fell, the Center SF is an event space and tea house with the spirit of San Francisco deep in its bones. This space offers a beautiful bamboo studio hosting various events as well as and otherworldly divine tea house dressed in decadent decor. So for this particular event, it's just meditation and yoga. And yeah, it looks very interesting. If you want more information about Kirtan, Myth, and Mantra, you can look up the Center SF online. They are located at 548 Fillmore Street in San Francisco. And the event is happening this Sunday, July 10th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay, so I just texted my fiance to find out, because I know what she
does.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you. It's chanting and singing the name of the gods and goddesses. So it's a type of meditation. It's like chanting. And I've been to a kirtan yoga, and it's very cool. It's people sit and, like, in other words, they'll take like a familiar melody and they'll just start, something everybody could sing along to. So be like, nya, 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 and then you'll go, nya, nya, nya. And then you'll start doing with gods and goddesses, and people will take, you'll go, and then you'll create, add a different line or add something of your own. And then other people will chant it and repeat it back to you. It's a very cool experience if you've never done it. It's a great form of meditation. You literally lose yourself for however long you're doing it, for 2 hours or 3 hours. The one I did was, I think, 2 or 3 hours. And they're sitting there with, like, you know, the tabla or different instruments. And there's a group of people that will sit there and they'll go through the chanting. And it's quite fun. But it also is one of those rare things that you are able to, like, lose yourself in it. And you just sort of drift off into this, you know, you don't think about your issues of the day. You kind of allowed yourself to just go off and sink into it. It's fun.
Did you ever see 7 Years in Tibet?
I have not. I know the movie, of course.
Excellent movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you did with your 4th of July?
I did. I worked in my yard pulling ivy out all day, and I just wanted to crash and take it easy.
Nothing like settling in for a nice, easy...
It was nice.
...easy watch of 7 Years in Tibet. It's like the long... It's like the English Patient.
It was nice. I liked it. I really enjoyed it.
Isn't that like 3.5 hours?
I don't think it was that long. I was still awake by the end of it.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, we're running low on time right now. So, is anything you want to add to the mix here, Larry, before we bail?
Well, you and I were just talking earlier today about having past guests back on our show,
yes.
And we are going to do that. And if any of you are listening out there, we're having you back because we need to get updates and things like that. There are so many interesting and phenomenal people out there doing phenomenal work.
Yes.
So we want to have you back, and we are going to do that. And I think now we have enough time behind us to where we have quite a pool to draw from, you know?
I think there's been so many great guests that we've had for different topics that we tend to, because we have so many things going on, we might not revisit them.
Yeah.
That doesn't make them any less important or that we shouldn't be revisited. So we were going to go back
and find
some of those old friends and bring them back into the studio.
And you know what else?
What's that?
So I can cut you off for a change?
Yes.
Aren't we still going to do that kind of like a... where they have different booths out
an
here
event,
for
an event, yes.
Event.
We've been talking about that forever.
I know. Are we still going to do that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Maybe that's the way we could start getting all the old guests back in.
That's one way, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice way of starting it. Any last thoughts from you, Franco?
Not really. I mean, of course, I mentioned all of the events. And also, if you want to check out all of the older shows for People Helping People, you can go to peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com and just click on the Archives tab.
Thank you, sir. Like all of these shows, obviously, if you're an organization that wants to find out more information, you can go back and listen to the shows and see what we do. Mm. But also, we're more than willing to listen to anybody. And if you want to get on the show, or if you have something you might want us to talk about, just get in touch with us. With the email address is daceypeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Encourage you to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
And last thoughts of the day, Larry.
Well, we're having some cards made up finally.
Yes.
You know, I'm a little bit excited about that.
I'm not one for business cards because I feel like that I always end up with so many thousands of them that never go anywhere. But it is nice to have.
It's another way to get the word out.
Yes, it is.
I have people ask me all the time. They always look at my my email address and say, "What's that mean?" That's Hearts for Africa.
Yeah, of course.
But it's always it opens up, you know, conversation.
We got to make you a new email address.
I know.
A regular email address.
What's wrong with that
Just like good old Larry at... peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com or something.
I guess.
Or just Larry at Gmail. You'll be the only Larry in the world. Larry at gmail.com.
Yeah.
I always wondered if who that person is. You know, who's Larry? Who got Larry at gmail.com or Greg at gmail.com?
I don't know.
They were very, very insightful. They knew way early in the game.
I guess so. I guess so.
But anyway.
They're not you. And that's all that matters.
That's true.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We appreciate all the support, and we appreciate all of you that listen each week. We hope we provide you with something, even if it's a tiny bit of information you can take away with you and help somebody with. And next week we'll be back. We'll definitely have some guest in here. We're not sure exactly what yet.
Yeah.
But please join us back every Tuesday at noon. We do this People Helping People, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. I'm Greg. That's Larry. That's Franco. Daisy 1170 AM.
Visit daisy1170am.com and stay connected to your favorite hosts.